We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are continuing to talk about different aspects of how this coronavirus has impacted the lives of individuals. Joining us, Chelsea O'Hara, Outreach Coordinator with the Alzheimer's Association of Western New York. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Now, the New York numbers, estimates are more than 400,000 individuals living with some type of dementia, another 1 million people providing some kind of care for them. So kind of both aspects to talk about, especially in light of what is going on with coronavirus. This is an illness where necessarily for a great majority of the people impacted on both sides, the people that have some sort of dementia and the people caring for them have to have closer contact.
Yeah, so this is definitely something that's affecting, like you said, both our loved ones with dementia as well as our caregivers. So just to kind of touch on our loved ones with dementia, if they're far enough along in the disease, it may be concerning for caregivers to try and determine if they are ill, if they are having symptoms of COVID, or if it's good to go to the doctor. So the biggest piece of advice, overarching advice, I guess, that you could say that we give to people is look out for that increased confusion and disorientation. So Alzheimer's disease is progressive. We slowly kind of watch our loved ones become a little bit more confused, lose a little bit more memory each day. But if we see a very quick change in someone, that's a sign that somebody might be getting ill. And a lot of doctors are using telehealth even before this, but now even more with the COVID-19 coming in. So it's so important to keep in touch with your loved one's doctor. See if you can get a telehealth visit with them. Rather than just running straight to the emergency room, you know, being concerned about those things.
Sure. Chelsea, could you tell us a little bit more about how these virtual programs offered by the Alzheimer's Association of Western New York are working?
I would love to. So, yep, we did a quick turnaround to get most of our programs online so that we can still support those with dementia and their caregivers during this time. So we are doing regular education programs online. So these can be accessed either through the telephone if you don't have a computer or access to internet, but they also can be accessed by calling our 800 number or registering on our ALZ.org website. So what we will do once you register is send you a link. And from that link, you can click on that and you'll be brought into a Google Hangout during the time that the presentation comes on. And once one of our staffs approves you to come into the Hangout, we will then be presenting one of our programs just like we do out in the community. We're also doing support groups virtually. Our 24/7 helpline is running just as it normally would, but our care consultation team here in Western New York are also doing video chats with caregivers and even ones with family members who might be, you know, in different houses, different areas of the country, whatever, right now.
And I have a thought that there are some individuals that may have that person with Alzheimer's living with them or, even before this outbreak of this coronavirus. So are you indeed having those kind of instances, and what kind of advice are you giving them?
Yeah, so caregivers who are caring for their loved ones in their home, we're giving them a lot of the same advice the CDC is. But so make sure you're washing your hands consistently. Make sure your loved ones washing their hands consistently, because that might just be one of those things that they forget about, especially now that it's becoming more and more emphasized with this disease going on. You know, once we touch something, we instantly think, oh, I have to wash my hands. That might not be that instant thought for their loved one. Some other advice that we are giving to caregivers right now is a lot of it's focused on activities, keeping your loved one busy. So some of my coworkers have been posting Facebook Live videos on our Facebook throughout the week with really great activities to help keep caregivers and their loved ones busy during this time.
And I know that because I'm involved in this, in the Orleans County version, that the bigger fundraisers that you have are the walks, which are primarily in the fall. So I suppose from today's standpoint, there's a good possibility they will still go on. But Alzheimer's Association of Western New York chapter, specifically, like other organizations similar, having a tough time with fundraising right now?
So we're looking at the walks, and we are really looking forward to them. We're very excited. We're really hoping that things will be back to normal by then so we can gather on that wonderful day at the Outer Harbor. Right now, I mean, I think everyone's a little bit concerned just because revenue is slowing down in general. So the big fundraising event that we host during the spring and summertime is the Longest Day. And that is based on individuals creating teams or just participating in events on their own, but creating their own event to bring people together to celebrate caregivers and what those with dementia go through. So those, we've just been working with our teams, our captains, to try and come up with different ways that they can still raise those funds, raise that awareness, and bring people together when we're so far apart. Something my family has been kind of playing with as an idea for that is some kind of virtual bingo. So there's just so many creative options and creative things that people are coming up with right now. So I'm very excited to see what folks come up with.
As far as these virtual education program services and any other information that people may want regarding Alzheimer's or dementia, what would be the best way to approach getting a hold of you guys? Would it be a phone number? Would it be the website?
Absolutely. I would say our phone number is the best way to go. So our 24/7 helpline is available day or night for any question, big or small, whether it's a statistic that Randy or I said this morning that you have questions about, or you're just really struggling, you know, with your loved one or with some different behaviors that are popping up. So you can reach that number 24/7 at 800-272-3900.
All right. Easy enough. Chelsea, thank you very much for the information, and stay well.
Thank you. I hope you guys, too, and thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. Chelsea O'Hara, Outreach Coordinator, Alzheimer's Association of Western New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.